I'd like to call to order the regularly scheduled meeting of the Madison Plains Board of Education. The time is currently 5:05 p.m. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mason?
Here.
Mrs. Anikas?
Here.
Ms. Reinschel?
Here.
Mr. Stone Rock?
Here.
Mr. Yensel?
Here.
Mr. Eisler and I are also here.
And I called this the regularly scheduled meeting. I'm at the special meeting of the Madison Plains Board of Education. Pledge of Allegiance, please stand.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I don't believe we have anyone signed up for public communication. Now we'll go to Section L, Business.
Okay. Mr. President, I make the motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the following school district board resolution, Resolution B, requesting the Ohio Facilities Construction Commission to establish a new scope, estimated basic project cost, and estimated school district portion in the exceptional needs program as presented below.
Second.
Discussion.
And so, Mr. President, I would just say that, as everybody knows, we have had an ongoing discussion occurring with our Facilities Advisory Committee. We are getting ready to engage our community in some community meetings a little bit later this month. The purpose or the function of this resolution is to allow us to continue to move forward with the Ohio Facilities Construction Commission in the event that if a recommendation comes from the Facilities Advisory Committee to do something with our facilities, some form of upgrade, this will allow us to put us in a position where we can then move forward if the board so chooses, after hearing the committee's proposal in December, to move forward in January if they would so choose to and place a ballot issue or a ballot question on the ballot for May of 2023.
Just to make sure I understand it right, it's not locking us into anything, it's just potentially giving us more options with the school facilities.
Correct. It was this, what this does here is simply allows us to move forward with the OFCC so that they can get numbers together for us so that the board can move forward then if you would choose with pursuing a ballot issue in May. Yeah, this does not lock us into anything. We can leave this anytime we want.
Right. And with the committee process that you're talking about, the community meetings are meant, like we started with, we want to hear what the people have to say, and the committee can take that into account, potentially change where they're currently at.
Correct.
Right. Any questions? Right. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Mr. Stone Rock?
Yes.
Mr. Yensel?
Yes.
Ms. Reinschel?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Do we have anything else?
Mr. President, we do not. That is all we have for this evening.
So our next regularly scheduled meeting is November 15th, 7 p.m. here in the district meeting room. And do you have the dates for the committee or the community meetings?
I know the first one is November 17th.
And that's at the Mount Sinai Community Center?
It is. If you give me just a minute, I will give you the other ones.
We also didn't have anybody for the second public communication. Is that correct?
No, we did not.
The other community meeting, in addition to the November 17th meeting in Mount Sterling, is Monday, December 5th. That meeting is scheduled for the MPHS gym at 7 o'clock p.m. And the Mount Sterling meeting is scheduled for 7 o'clock p.m. as well.
Thank you. And a motion to adjourn.
Yeah. Mr. President, I make the motion that the board adjourn at 5:12.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Mr. Stone Rock?
Yes.
Ms. Reinsho?
Yes.
Mr. Gensel?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. We're adjourned.